Hi, welcome back. Matt Stoutenberg with Peak Power. Thanks for joining us again on another episode where we intend to bring you high quality information to help you make an educated decision on your energy future. I've got a lot of really exciting things to share with you on this video today. It's most likely going to be a three-part series, so please stay tuned and watch the others. It's going to be content rich. And there might be some supporting stuff that is supported by some of the other videos that we've got. So if you get a chance, be sure to watch some of those other videos. I'd also like to get your permission in advance here to sit back, relax, get a cup of coffee, and enjoy this. I don't want to rush through it. I want to be sure to give you high quality information so you can make a high quality decision. If you don't mind, let's get up and walk into the other room and look at the whiteboard where I've got some notes. I'm going to jump around a little bit on there, but try to keep it as linear as possible. Come on in here. This should be fun. So here we are, and I had a conversation with one of my staff about a week and a half ago, and he was at a customer's house that was being installed, and one of the neighbors walked over and was asking questions about the solar installation. And number one question, of course, was, how much does it cost? That's the question that always comes out. So that really drove the basis for this video because as we talk to customers on an ongoing daily basis, we realize that customers kind of run out of really good deep questions. And we want to give you some content here so you can do a deep dive, whether it's on your own time or whether you're meeting with contractors, determining who it is that ultimately is going to help you with your energy costs. So how much does it cost? Automatically begs the question of what are you currently paying? A lot of people don't realize because they're so used to paying that utility bill that that is an actual cost. That's not money that you can go spend at the store or pay back a loan or invest into the stock market. That's money that goes to the utility and gives you zero return on investment. It gives you zero options and it gives you zero control. So I hope that came across okay on the camera. If I move across this board, I may end up doing that. But a really important point was that neighbor said, I don't want that debt. He's thinking he's got to either pay cash. A lot of customers think they have to pay cash or he's got to get a loan. Here's a really key point to realize. The utility has lien rights. If you've got a utility bill and you don't pay it, they have the right to shut the power off. Or if it's a situation where it may be a life-threatening condition where if the utility shuts the power off, there could be some backlash to them, they ultimately have lien rights. So why do I tell you that? I tell you that because you don't want that debt. However, you got that debt. It's not going away. And that parlays me to this next question. What's your most important bill? If you had to ask yourself, I've only got so much money, what do I have to pay? Typically, most people say their most important bill is their mortgage or their car or school loan or other loans. But let's put things into perspective. You could squat in your house for 2 years potentially before the mortgage company tells you to get out. You could hide your car in the neighbor's garage or somewhere before the repo man comes to take it. And the school loan, just go sign up for another class and defer those payments down the road. The reality is this, if you don't pay your utility bills, your gas and electric, they're shutting that stuff off or they are applying lien rights. So that reflects back, you need your power, your food's gonna melt in the freezer, you're not gonna have light, you're not gonna have heat. Your utilities are ultimately your most important bills to pay. So therefore, you got that debt. Everybody out there's got it. What we want to propose is a more intelligent way of spending those dollars to get what you're getting for the utility at less money. So these are typical questions that homeowners ask. How much does it cost or what's the price? So in contrast to that, I like to say, how much are you currently spending? Take that out. Whatever length loan that you might get on a solar system, you got to take that electric bill out the same period of time to determine an equal to equal cost situation. The other thing is, what type of panels? That's kind of a shallow, it's obvious, it's an obvious question, but it's a little bit of a shallow question. We want to help you dig deeper and realize that there's a lot more to a solar system than a panel, which is why this is a three-part video. We're going to be talking about basic questions, finance options, and the contractor that does the project and how that relates to your decision. So those are really the three types of what the three videos are going to be. I don't want that debt, what your current options are, what the finance, future finance options are, and then how to select a contractor based on the current solar marketplace. So as we go through this, these are typical questions. How much is the cost? What type of panels? What is the warranty? And what finances are there? We've got loan versus lease, cash, or PPA. Now, I just want to introduce these terms right now really quick. A loan is something that is on your debt to income ratio generally. It's on your credit score. A lease is, or a power purchase agreement, they're both very similar. I'll describe the differences of those in the second video, but really quickly, just want to introduce the vocabulary to you. And leases are also, they're not on your credit, but they are a loan. You are technically on the hook for the full value of a lease or a power purchase agreement. Very common misconception in the solar industry today is, I'm gonna lease or do a PPA because I don't want that debt. Well, guess what? Whether you have a utility, a loan, a lease, or a PPA, the debt exists some way or another. Very common misconception in the sales process. People are told that they don't have the debt, but the reality is you're on the hook for every lease payment or PPA payment for the life of that agreement unless somebody else takes it over. So those are basically assumable loans. A loan on your credit score is generally a non-assumable loan. So let's migrate over here to second question. We might even want to title this video this. Which one do you not want to pay for? Because here we are, we're looking at how much does it cost. And if you've done the math, I would encourage you to take the time to look at what your annual electric bill is and multiply it out times 10, 12, or 15 years. Those are very common loan terms. But which one of these do you not want to pay for under the utility? Transmission, generation, operations and maintenance, bond and loan repayments, investors returns, company profits, kilowatt hours, or billings. If I could jump forward and answer this for you, chances are you don't want to pay for any one of these except for this one. Kilowatt hours is really all you're buying. And a very common way that leases and power purchase agreements are sold is purely on the kilowatt hour. But there might be a smarter way to buy it depending on your situation.